Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Alfreda Love, and today we have an excellent topic entitled Open for Business. But before we begin, and I'm excited, I need to slow down. Before we begin, we need to pray first, then we'll have a scripture, then we will go into the Word of God, then after which I have a letter from one of my lovely guests to listen. Then after that, we will have announcements. So please, please just enjoy and relax. And this is a great way to start off our morning for March 31st in the year of our Lord, 2014. And once again, I'm excited and delighted to be able to be on air and to actually, at this moment, at this time, to kick off the morning. It feels like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And I'm just so excited. I can't explain the happiness that God has placed within my life. And so I would like to share that with you so that you can reciprocate the same love and the same joy, amen, that God is able to give to each and every one of us. So without further ado, I would like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to make yesterday, Heavenly Father, allowing us to just wake up and starting us on our way, Lord. For those who are resting, we're asking you, would you touch them and bless them in a special way? And when they wake up to new mercies, new happiness, new beginnings, new things within you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless each person all over this land and country? Would you bless them in a particular manner? Bless them name by name, house by house, age by age, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to shield and protect those individuals who may be out of the ark of safety, those sheep who are lost, those sheep who have gone astray. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to look towards those who are in the hospital, going into the hospital, coming out of the hospital, continue to give them strength and courage, the courage that they need, Heavenly Father. If there is any ailment that is affecting anyone, Lord, we're asking you, would you, if it's your will, remove the pain from the back, the pain from the neck, the pain from the legs, the inability to walk, the inability to talk, the inability to move the limbs, the inability to lift up their eyes unto you, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you touch right now in a special way, in a particular way, in a particular manner. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to help us to emulate, to be images of who you are. We're asking you, would you bless the words that come out of our mouth and the meditation upon the Holy Spirit to be righteous and acceptable in your sight. We're asking you in a special way, Lord, would you continue to crown this old head of mine from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. We're asking you, would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry in a particular manner. Would you not only bless this ministry, but bless other ministries and bless each guest who is able to grace and come on the ministry. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the building of your kingdom. We thank you for the building of great gifts. We thank you for what is about to come. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for your message of now open for business. We thank you for each thing that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the things that you're going to do. We ask, Lord, would you continue to help us to be truthful and honest in every way in what we do, no matter how much you bless us, how much you take care of us, what you give us. Help us to be shining lights to the world and to be honest and true to what we do, Lord. We're asking you if we're too high to bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. We're asking today, this morning, on this broadcast, would you decrease our freedom and your love to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. With the words that come out of this whole mouth of mine, Heavenly Father, be words that are from on high, Heavenly Father. Would you bless this to be none of me but all of you. Scriptural based in what you would have it to be, revelations of God through the word of God. We're asking you, would you bless each upcoming event, book, project. We're asking, would you add a special blessing unto it. We ask you, would you bless each guest. We ask you, would you bless each person who is touched by the ministry. We ask you continue to bless the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, and not only that church, but other churches who are coming to share in the word of God. We're asking that you continue to advance this ministry for your glory, not for mine, for your glory, and that you continue to bless it, to minister to households all over this land and country. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to start my morning off with meditation, being able to start my morning off with giving you praise, honor, and glory, being able to start my morning off with the word of God, being able to then rest peacefully, Lord, and get up one more time and be able to start the day and have an excellent day and have an excellent week and be in Christ. Lord, we're asking that you continue to just help us to be those individuals who not only read the word of God, but who act on the word of God and to do what you would have us to do. If there's any distractions, anything that would hinder us from praising you, anything that would hinder us from spreading the message of God, we ask that it be removed at this very moment, at this present time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And once again, as I said before, I am energetic, excited, and delighted to be on air at the Love Lift Jesus of Ministry right in the comfort of my bed. But God is good because he is allowing the word to go forth with full energy. And so once I finish this ministry, I am going to sleep. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so once again, I just want to thank God. I want to thank my family, and I want to thank my friends, of course. And actually, wow, I have 5 individuals who are online, and I just want to say good morning, and I want to say this is a great way to start off the ministry. And if you want to just sit there and listen, that's fine. If you want to chime in, please do so. But we are going to speak a little bit about what the Lord has given me. But before I do that, I would like to read the scripture for today. And it's actually a song. It's Psalms 116 and 1. It says, I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplications. I have read to you Psalm 116 and 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And today our topic is open for business. And the Lord gave me this topic, and I want to go over briefly what we went over last week because it ties into this message of open for business. And somebody should be praising the Lord right now because God is good. And we all know that any time we have a groundbreaking ceremony, any time that we have a sign that says open for business, we know that we're able, amen, to serve people. And, you know, in ministry, that's what we do. We serve people, so we're open. God is opening up the doors for business. But before we get to that part, I must catch up some individuals who have just joined me, and I will acknowledge you when the show is over. But on last week, we talked about 3 doors, and the first door was a closed door. The second door was an open door, and then we had a door that was ajar. And so what the Lord revealed was that when doors are closed, we need to thank God because we never know what is behind that closed door. Amen. Anytime if you go in your house and you see that there is a closed door, unless you put those things there, then you really don't know what's behind that closed door. When you visit someone's house, before you enter, the door is closed. You don't know what's going on behind that closed door. So thank God for any door that has been closed. It's not anything that is amiss. It's not anything that was supposed to happen but didn't. It was in the will of God. So if the door is closed, begin to thank God. Number two, if the door is open, you begin to praise God. Amen? Because that means, and we're going to go into that today, that the Lord has already prepared that place for you, and you are able now to walk in. Not only has he prepared that place or that situation or that blessing or that breakthrough for you, amen, but he has prepared your mind and body and soul. Because many times when we are blessed, when the doors are open, it's so overwhelming that we have to be spiritually fit. Amen. Anytime that you run a marathon, you have to practice. So anytime that the Lord is preparing us, he has to prepare us, mentally and physically so that our body can endure what is about to happen. And then when the door is ajar, which means it's halfway open and the Lord is allowing you to see what is in there, but you're not able to go in yet, that means that the Lord is preparing a place for you. He's still in preparation. There's a song that says, God is not through with me yet. But when God gets through with me, it says, I shall come forth as pure gold. So when the door is ajar, then we begin to trust God in that situation. Trust that God is working it out. Amen. And even when the door is ajar and there is something on the other side that does not look favorable, the Lord says that he's preparing you to go through that so that when you come out of the door, that's why it's a joy, when you come out of the door, you will have a testimony to encourage others. Because many times people think that storms is bad, and storms are not bad. Even when it's raining, amen, at least our plants are receiving water, you know. So we spoke about those three doors. So when the door is closed, we begin to thank God. When the door is open, we praise God. And then when the door is ajar, we trust God. So that brings us up to our lesson this morning of open for business. And the first scripture that the Lord gave was John 14:2. And it reads thus, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I want to be very clear about this scripture when it speaks about in my Father's house. First of all, we know that we're talking about God, our Savior, in my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. And it says, if it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Anytime that you're praying, and we have at least about 6 more days, anytime that you're praying, there is a preparation period. In this preparation period, the Lord begins to give us tests. Amen. We may have people who may say something or do something that would deter us from our focus on the Lord and his promise unto us. But the Lord says he's still preparing a place, and not only is he preparing that place, but he's preparing the mind, the body, and the spirit. And in the preparation of the mind and body and spirit, he is preparing us to serve in whatever place this is that he's preparing us. So the Lord says you're praying, you're believing, and you're trusting. So therefore, he's preparing you a place, whatever the will of God is, because when we begin to thank God, praise God, and trust God, then God is able to rearrange our lives. We're more flexible with God rearranging our lives. As I said before, God is not going to force himself or force his love on us, okay? So once we begin to pray and we have that 20-day prayer line, then we begin to thank God, praise God, and trust God for things that happen to us along the way, then the Lord is able to rearrange things in our lives, including our mindset, including our physical body, including those things around us. He's able to rearrange those things so that we can fit into that atmosphere, because the atmosphere begins to change when there is a breakthrough. Anytime a business opens, things begin to change. And when I say things begin to change, you have an influx of people. You have an influx of focus. You have an influx of just service. You know, when something is new, a lot of people attend, you know, because they want to know what it's about. So the Lord is saying, you are now open for business, meaning that because you are beginning, we are beginning to form a relationship with God, and because we're beginning to thank God and praise God and trust God, He's able to rearrange our lives to now point towards His will, not our will. And any time that we walk into the will of God, we know that the Lord told us in His Word that He would take care of us. He would be with us. So when we begin to walk in the will, we feel as if a tornado hit or something, because everything is rearranged. What you put to the left, God may want it to the right. What you felt that you should be doing, God said you should be doing something else to glorify and to edify His kingdom. So in this Open for Business segment, the first section or the first verse is John 14:2, and He's talking about His Father's house. He gives us this picture, amen, of a mansion. And He shows us this mansion where He's in there preparing. I could imagine Jesus, and I have this vision, going in, putting in furniture and things of that nature, putting in things that would fit for your ministry, things that will fit for your business, things that will fit for whatever you're seeking, as long as it's the will of God. So God is preparing this huge place for you. He's preparing this huge blessing for you. But we have to thank God, praise God, and trust God, because in the meantime, and if you know anything about buying a house or anything about starting a business or anything about anything new, amen, you have to go through the process of waiting, okay? But with this particular blessing that God is showing, God is preparing this place for you. It's tailor-made for you. It's a mansion. He likened it unto a huge mansion, and He's in there preparing. So it's going to take some time for God to rearrange some things, because if we rearrange it, we do so, and we may do it out of the will of God. And that brings me to my next point. So as I said before, because I see two people joining, we are praying, we're thanking God, praising God, trusting God, and God is promising us this mansion, this this huge blessing, this cosmic blessing over our lives, amen, that He's going to rearrange things, and He's preparing this place. And then in Matthew 7:7, He says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." So the Lord is preparing, and I'm going to use our mansion because that's the picture that God gave me. God is preparing this mansion. He's preparing this huge business for you, okay? He's going in there preparing it, rearranging it. You've been praying. You've been trusting in God. Doors have been closed in your face. You've been thanking God, amen. Doors have been open. You've been praising God. Doors have been ajar. You've been trusting God just like this mansion. So the Lord is building you this huge mansion, amen. And He's rearranging it. He is, if you watch these TV shows, amen, and they have these houses, and they go in and they remodel houses or they put furniture in, that's what Jesus is doing. He's rearranging things, and He's adding things into your house, into your business. And all you have to do when He finishes is knock on the door. But before you knock on the door, and I'm getting excited, I'm jumping ahead, you must ask to enter, and it shall be given. And when you get inside, when the Lord opens that door, because we're talking about doors, amen, you don't just walk into a mansion. There's a security system. There's probably security around this mansion or this business, because you're able to do that through the help of God. He says, ask. So you're inside. This is yours, and it shall be given. He says, seek. When you go inside, you're looking, because God has rearranged all of this stuff. How can I serve people with what God has given me? How can I serve people with this studio? How can I serve people with this huge game room? How can I serve people with all these guest room? And how can I help the homeless with the things that God has given me? What can I do to serve the people in this huge mansion, this huge business that the Lord has given me? That's the question that you need to be thinking about if you're praying for those things. And when we talk about cosmic blessings that the Lord gave me today, cosmic blessings are those blessings where, and this is going to bring me to my next point, those blessings where you start out small, amen, you start out small, because the Lord has you've been obedient unto God. But when within those small things, because you are obedient to God, God turns something small into something huge. And therefore, not only are you being obedient and reaping the blessing of God, but the people who are involved are also reaping the blessing of God, because if you are faithful, amen, and we're going through to Matthew 25 and 23, the Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over many things. Enter thy into the joy of thy Lord." So therefore, that's encouraging. You have been faithful over the little ministry God has given you. God asked you to start a ministry. God asked you to go out and feed the poor. God asked you to do this. God asked you to do that. God asked you to spread the word. God asked you to treat people right. God asked you to love. God asked you to be truthful. God asked you to give. He asked you to do all these things, and you did it. And now he's saying, because you was obedient with the little things that you did have, you didn't have a huge studio, you didn't have a huge mansion, you didn't have a car, you didn't have whatever the Lord is trying to give you, you didn't have it. But God said, because you was obedient and you listened unto me, he says, now I'm going to give you the increase. And we spoke about this last week. He said, now I'm going to give you the increase because you was faithful. You were able to take care of the little things that I gave you to do. You were able to do that. So now we're going to expand you. And that's an encouraging word for believers today, because God is that good, and he's able to do that. And that's why you are now open for business. So expect blessings. Expect people to want to know what you're doing. Expect greatness. Expect everything that you touch to prosper. Expect organizations to contact you wanting you to do speaking gigs. Expect those things, because the Lord said, we are now open for business. And I want to reiterate, as the Lord has given me this revelation, the points, and then I want to leave you with what the Lord has given, because this is very encouraging. This is a very good note to go to bed on. If you were worried before the ministry, if someone made you mad, if someone got you off track, I encourage you to listen to the beginning of this message, because it's very encouraging, it's very straightforward, and you will know what the Lord is getting ready to do. And as I said before, open for business. Anything that's open, you're able to walk in. The community, the public is welcome. It says open for business. And we know that anytime we're open for business, amen, we know that new things begin to happen and the atmosphere begins to shift. Because you've been praying, this happened because you've been praying, because you've been thanking God, praising God, and trusting God. And I want to say this before I go on, because the Lord has given this to me. Many times when the doors are closed, we lose hope in God. And this is how our business stay closed. This is how our minds remain closed. This is how we do not receive the blessing of God. Because when the door is closed, we begin to not only blame ourselves, but we begin to doubt God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who promised to be with us to the end. We begin to doubt, and when one thing goes wrong, we begin to doubt God. When he closed the door, you apply for a job, the door is closed, amen. You go to this place, the door is closed. So we begin to not thank God, but we begin to distrust God and not to pray to God anymore and say, what's the use? And God says, that's a trick of the devil. So if a door has been closed, thank God for it, because you didn't need to go through it. Thank God. He has something much better. And so, therefore, the Lord is saying in this particular message, as I see five more people join, amen. Okay, the Lord showed a picture. He's showing a picture of a mansion. And I want you to think about a mansion. And I'm sure in your lifetime, everyone, you know, you've taken a picture of one or you've seen one. Okay, so, and you have in this mansion, as we all know, you have a lot of furniture in there, and you're able to put in game rooms and movie theaters and all this good stuff. Amen. Somebody say praise God. God is good. And so there's a huge mansion. And the Lord says, I go to prepare a place for you. And you can correlate this to the world or the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, many people think about when they go up to heaven, and that's true. But what God is saying, the context, and I want to be very clear, is God is showing a mansion, and he's showing all of this furniture and things inside of this mansion, and he's showing the game room, and he's showing all these things in order to help individuals grow their ministry in order to serve people, because it's not about us, it's all about God. And so he has this huge mansion, and he says, you know, I wouldn't show this picture, I wouldn't have the ministry go forth unless the Lord has said that. So there's a huge mansion, and the Lord is preparing this mansion. And he said, you know, if you want to come inside this mansion and enjoy all of these blessings that I have prepared for you, you must ask. And we went to Matthew 7:7. We said, you must ask, and it shall be given. You must seek, and you shall find. You must seek those resources that you need within this mansion. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So we have this mansion, and we need to ask to enter. And once you enter, once you ask the Lord and Savior to enter to your new business, into your new endeavor, into your new ministry, into your new life, into your new perspectives, into your new mindset, into your new heart, when you enter, or before you enter, you need to ask. And then when you're in there, you seek all of these things, and then you ask the Lord to begin to open and allow you to use these resources. Then we go on to Matthew, and he said, Matthew 25:23, he said, because you've been faithful over the little things that I did give you, you know, you didn't have a studio, you wasn't on radio, you know, you didn't have a huge radio. He said, but you were faithful over the few little things. He said, you know, maybe you, with your children or something, you did things for them. He said, but you were faithful when you did it. So therefore, because of your faithfulness, okay, because of your 20-day prayer, amen, because of you thanking God for those doors that were closed, because you're praising God for this open door and other doors, and because you're trusting God for the doors that are halfway open, the Lord is saying, since you are faithful over all those things, I am going to allow you to enjoy everything that's in this mansion. I'm going to allow you to be open for business. I'm going to allow you to have these resources. I'm going to allow you to help other individuals. So the whole purpose of this now open for business is that someone's been praying. I know I have. And if you want to experience this mansion experience with the Lord, you know, I had a message entitled Gardenaires, and I'd rather be a gardener for God than for the world. Because God is going to supply everything we need, amen, while we're over here. So I'd rather be a gardener for the Lord and allow the Lord to give me the increase and be a gardener for God. So what he's saying is we're open for business now. And so you have to claim that. Claim it tonight. Open for business, whatever that means. I don't know what you've been praying for. I know what I've been praying for. I don't know what you've been praying for, but I know that the same God that I pray to is the same God who hears your prayers as well. So that was the message today. And as I was driving down Valley Mills Drive, I was thinking, should I entitle these two messages that the Lord gave me either now open for business or ask and it shall be given. And the Lord revealed that the message should be now open for business, because any time that you are open, that means you're receptive. Amen. You're receptive to what God has for you, and you have to be willing to accept the will of God and what God is getting ready to give you. And this is huge. This is cosmic. You know, as I was talking to a radio host today, I said, you know, the world that God has given is cosmic. And I go back to this small world that we create through the help of God, and how God becomes the center of that small world, because once again we say that we're open for business, we show God that we're open for business, we show God that we're open for him to come into our lives and to alter whatever he needs to alter. He becomes the center, and when he becomes the center, He makes everything cosmic or larger than life. And so that's the type of God that we serve. So I want you to remember, as I begin to close this message out, is to know that now God is revealing that you and I are open for business, meaning that we're open for anything that God wants to give. We're open for whatever he wants to do with our lives. We're open for whatever he has in this quote-unquote mansion. We're open to it. We're not going to fight it. We're open to whatever God want to do. And before I get to that, now that I think about that, my mind went back to the reaping what you sow event. And I've already told God, whatever he wants to do, do it. Because I know that God is in control. So I want you to take on that mentality tonight. Tonight. That now God, now Jesus Christ, my Lord, our Lord and Savior, you said I'm open for business. I want you to say that. You said I am open for business. Now that I'm open for business, I'm going to allow you to prepare that place for me so that I can serve others. Before I go into that place, I am going to pray. I am going to ask you to enter. I'm not just going to walk in. I'm going to ask you to enter because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And then I'm going to seek those things that you have given me. And as I walk around touching each and every one of those things that you have blessed me with, Lord, I am going to be praying that each thing that I touch will serve the people and not just me. And then after, Lord, now you're talking to, we're talking to God now. Afterwards, I want each person who knocks, even if I knock on the doors that are in this mansion, the other doors, when I knock, I'm asking you, Lord, will it be open? And I'm asking you, not only will the doors be open, but will my heart, allow my heart to be open so I can be receptive to the alterations that you need to do to me so that I can enter each door with confidence, so I can enter each door where I can help and reach and teach the people about you, God, so that I can help to make this business what you would have it to be, cosmic business, where you, that you would have it to be, where I can serve people all over the world, where I can bring in souls and allow people to fall back in love with you. You're speaking to God, not me. You're speaking to God. Then, after you say all that unto God, then in Matthew 25 and 23, the Lord expresses, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Because you've been faithful, you begin to reminisce about these scriptures that I'm talking about as you're walking around this business or this mansion that the Lord has given you. You begin to remember our conversation, what I'm saying on radio, and, you know, because God is, because you are faithful, God is saying, over, because you was faithful over those little bitty things, I want you to enter into all of these rooms and find the joy of the Lord, because there is nothing that you are going to want for that God cannot provide or that you already have. You're going to be able to bless people because you have a blessed ministry, because you are faithful. So tonight, and I plead with you, and I'm going to have to do something new here as well that the Lord gave me. I plead with you to begin the 20-day prayer line. Pray. If you haven't already, it's free. You can do it in the comfort of your home. There's no catch to it, no strings attached. The only thing is we're trying to get individuals to form a relationship with God. I guarantee you, the 20-day prayer works. It brings peace that surpasses all understanding, and it provides answers to questions, and it's the best thing that could probably ever happen. 20 days, that's number one. Number two, the attitude of, I am now open for business, but you're talking to God. You want God to come in and rearrange your life from head to toe. Because before you enter this place that the Lord is preparing, you're going to have to be mentally fit, physically fit, spiritually fit. Because how many of you know that any time that you deal with people from all walks of life, you must be fit, because everyone is not saved. And that doesn't mean that because everyone's not saved that we feel that we're above or we feel that we're below. It means that we must be able to still activate the Word of God and still act in a godly manner. So take the attitude of open for business. Next thing, understand that God is preparing this place for you. This place is tailor-made for you. It is because you are faithful in the ministry. It is huge. It is big. It is coming. It's cosmic. Everything within this place that the Lord is preparing, and I'm getting excited, amen, is fit for your ministry, is fit for your business, is fit for you. God gave it to you. But he didn't just give it to you to hog it up. He gave it to you to reach out a hand and to help others. Then remember and keep the faith. You ask. You ask if you want something. You don't just take it. You ask, because if you just take it, the Lord may not be finished rearranging. You're going to have access to it. We're going to have access to it. We're going to be able to get to it. But we must ask God first, and that's the test. It's kind of like if someone placed a chocolate chip cookie, you know, on my desk, whether it's my home office or whether if somebody placed a chocolate chip cookie, I'm going to ask before I eat it, okay? That's what God wants us to do. Ask, and he said it'll be given to you. Seek, and you're going to find it, whatever you need, because it's open now. It's open for business. Come in, get what you need. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Each door in that mansion, there's something behind that door for you that you will need in your ministry, you will need in your business, you will need in your breakthrough, you will need in your family, you will need in your life. The reason why I'm repeating this, and I know I'm going to repeat, is because God is giving it to me like this with special emphasis. And you know who you are. Okay? Also, the Lord is going to not only praise you, but he's going to do it in a big way. And when I say praise, I don't mean, I'm trying to explain it. The ministry, the business is so powerful because God is in it and because we're open to God rearranging everything, that it's going to expand and God's going to get the glory, and you're going to be highly favored by God. So the main thing, while there's a waiting period, a short waiting period, is that any door that's closed, thank God. Say, thank you, Lord. When the door is open, praise him. And when it's ajar, trust him. When the door is closed, do not give up on God. God is preparing something huge. And doors could have been closed for years, months, days, hours. It doesn't matter. God said the reason why they were closed was because if you went through one of them, you would have been stuck and not been able to get to what I'm doing for you. So we want to be sure that we remain with the attitude of, yes, now I'm open for business. And we're talking to the Lord, and we are open for business. Okay, so I'm excited, I'm happy, I trust God, I believe God, and I recommend today before I read this letter, I recommend today that you begin to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I'm talking about. I recommend today that you begin to study the Word of God and to walk in that thing, perfect your walk, as the guy says that is coming this week, perfecting your walk in God. And as we begin to perfect our walk in God, we begin to walk in his will rather than in Alfreda Love's will or in your will. Okay, so perfect your walk. All right. So once again, the title is open for business. For those of you who are just now joining, please replay the message as many times as you want to, because every message is archived. That means that you can go all the way back to when I first started. Amen. You can go all the way back and understand what the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry is all about. Okay. now we're to our part where I am able to become spiritually intimate with many of the guests, and I'm going to acknowledge some guests who have just connected with me. Praise the Lord. All right, this letter is from a guest in Chicago. A guest in Chicago. First of all, I want to say, bless you, Chicago. I appreciate you writing this letter, and I want to read it, first of all. Then I want to give you what the Lord has given me. So this is from a guest in Chicago, and it reads, "Hello, Alfreda, love. There are many nights that I lay awake wondering what tomorrow will bring. My heart is broken because of situations, people, or just my lack of relationship with God. I have prayed, but nothing has happened. I have waited, and there is no answer. What is my next step?" All right, first of all, once again, I thank you for submitting this letter. And I want to tell you, first of all, what the Lord has given me. First of all, I want you to read Matthew 6 and 34. And it says, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Jesus is telling us that he holds all of our tomorrows, and therefore we should focus on him today and focus on him tomorrow. There are going to be a lot of things in your life, my friend, that will happen. As far as people are concerned, people will let you down. People will lift you up. There will be situations in which people will try to hinder you. People will tell stories on you. People will do a lot of things unto you. But you must understand that we serve a God, amen, who is not, he doesn't change. And it means that you need to put more trust in God than you are with the people. We should put trust in God. And so, therefore, the Lord is saying in Matthew 6 and 34, don't worry about tomorrow. We're already here. Amen. We're already here in the moment. So don't worry about it. We've made it. Amen. Somebody say praise God. We've made it. This is tomorrow. This is today. Okay? So therefore, the Lord says, take no thought of it. You know? And think about the birds when they fly. They don't know if they're going to eat the next day, but they know they have faith when they land that they'll have some crumbs or something. Okay? So right now, whatever worries you have, leave them on the altar of the Lord. Pray unto the Lord. And I usually have an activity, and I'm going to go over that activity later on today when I have another ministry around 6 or 7 p.m. But it's called Cast Your Burdens. And that means that we take all of our burdens to the Lord and we leave them there. Or you turn an unfavorable situation into a positive situation. But what God is saying in your letter is, don't worry about tomorrow. He has it. Okay? Just think about today and focus on him today, meaning God, and focus on God tomorrow. If you're focusing on anything else, then you're not in the will of God. And I know it's hard to focus on only God when there are a million things going on, but you must remember who the captain of your ship is. And the captain of the ship is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not the situation. The situation is something that people have invented. You know, people can make a small situation huge, or they can make a huge situation small. So the people create or set the atmosphere. The people are the ones who are causing the situation. And so within each situation, you have to bring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that he can take over. Okay? The second thing, Proverbs 3 and 5 speaks about trusting in the Lord. I know that in your letter you said, your heart is broken because of situations or people or just your lack of relationship with God. And there seems to be an instance in which you two have, just like all of us, have experienced doors which were closed. But in that experience, as I said before in the ministry today, when those doors are closed, you begin to thank God, because you never know what was behind that door, whether it's a failed relationship, whether it's a career change that they closed the door, whether it's something financial, whether it's something that you wanted but you couldn't get it, whatever it is, you begin to thank God for that closed door, because the Lord could be preparing something, as I said before, preparing you for something greater. So when that door is closed, thank God. But God gave you Proverbs 3 and 5, which means trust in the Lord. And I know that I said trust when the door is ajar. So at this time, you may be trying to make a decision to go somewhere or to remain. And in that situation, you're going to have to trust in God, because God is the only one who knows if you should stay or if you should go. I can't tell you that. God can. And so Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord. So that means that you need to pray and see what the will of God is for your life. Because any time that the Lord says trust in the Lord, that means that something is at a standstill. There's a waiting period. And so you're going to have to pray unto God and say, Lord, do you want me to go through that door, or do you want me to remain where I'm at? And the Lord will respond and answer. But you have to pray, and you have to pray with faith, and you have to continuously pray. Sometimes the Lord will have waiting periods, amen, which we'll have to wait for a response. Sometimes he will respond like that, and sometimes it may take a couple of days or weeks. But you must trust in the Lord. If the Lord gave that verse, Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord, that means that you're in a decision-making mode, and you're trying to decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if it's based on a situation, so I can tell you this, if it's based on a situation that is temporary, then I will pray unto God that he will remove any barriers. Whatever those barriers are, it doesn't matter what they are. The Lord is able to take care of that. But the trust in the Lord tells me that there is a door that's halfway open. And if God is arranging a place for you, if God is arranging something for you, I would hang around and wait till the Lord finish, okay? But that's something that you're going to have to speak to God about. And you said that you have a lack of relationship with God, which means that you need to begin to study the Word of God. God will never leave us nor forsake us. If we feel that God is far from us, it's because we left him, not because God left us. So I encourage you that God still answers prayers from afar, and he answers prayers near. So just because you may feel like you're out of the ark of safety, it doesn't mean that God is ignoring you, or God is not going to answer your prayer, or God is not going to show favor, because he still loves you because you're his child. Even when individuals fall out of love with God, he still shows his favor and love towards them. So in other words, what I'm saying is you have a chance to regain the relationship that you lost with the Lord. It's not too late, but you're going to have to trust in the Lord. You're going to have to study the Word, and you're going to have to pray in order to bring or to close that gap. And when I say close that gap, it's not God having to move closer to you. It's you having to move closer to God, because some kind of way, amen, you have moved out of not the eyesight of God, but you've moved out of the realm of or the ark of safety. And so therefore you have to get back close to God. God still has a bird's eye view of you and still know what you're doing. But as I said before, you have kind of alienated, yeah, yourself from the Lord. So therefore get closer to the Lord. And some of these things that you're talking about in here, such as being heartbroken because of situations, people, or just your lack of relationship with God, that'll fix itself once you get back close to God. Because instead of you putting all your faith and trust in people, you'll start doing that to God. And God never lets us down. He'll close doors, but he won't let us down. He'll close doors for our own good, okay? So just make sure, as the revelation is given, that first of all, you draw closer unto God, and you do that by prayer, you know, asking God to reveal himself unto you, and to what do you need to let go of that's hindering you from getting closer or falling back in love with God. Whatever it is, you're going to have to let it go, all right? And then as I was reading this letter, the Lord gave me an example of a store. Speaking of open for business, the Lord gave me an example of a store. And right now, you have closed your store unto God. You have locked the door. I don't know if a situation happened. I don't know, as I said before, if a door was closed. I don't know, to be honest. But I do know that you need to reopen for business. And what I mean by that is you need to open up your heart to God. You've closed it. I don't know if you've lost something, lost someone, and you feel like it wasn't fair. But the situation here is that you have closed your heart. And because you've closed your heart, then you are not allowing God to come in and rearrange things in your life that is hindering you from your blessings. You know, it's kind of like, as I said before, I'm going from a store now to surgery. It's kind of like a blood clot. Until you remove it, the blood is not able to flow. So God is saying until you remove that sign that says closed, he's not going to force himself in because you're not doing anything at this point to open up, to allow God to even come in and rearrange your life. There are a lot of things going on because you said it in the letter. You said people, okay? And people are good. Matter of fact, I have some very good friends, but people will let you down, not intentionally. Some people will let you down. And so you're going to have to put your faith and your trust in God. But before you do that, as I said before, you're going to have to come back to God. You're going to have to, first of all, take that closed sign off of your heart, and you're going to have to put an open sign and allow God to come into your heart and allow God to rearrange it. I understand that losing something, I understand that things that happen in life sometimes feels like it's unfair. You don't understand why you're upset with God. You don't want anything to do with God because you had a bad experience. Well, God put us through trials and tribulations so we can come out with a testimony so that we can begin to service other people. And so within this particular letter that you wrote, the Lord loves you. He loves all of us. The Lord will never stop loving you, no matter how much you run from him, no matter how much you alienate yourself, you stop reading your Bible, stop going to church, you don't want to really talk about God. God's not going to stop loving you. But the thing that you need to do if you want to rectify or help this situation is you need to walk back towards God. And on your way, you need to take off that closed sign and you need to put open and allow God to come in and rearrange your life. Okay? And there was one more thing that the Lord gave me. You've waited and there is no answer. What is your next step? Many times when you pray for things and when we're out of the ark, when we are far from God, we cannot hear what God is saying because we're so far away. I want you on tomorrow and wherever you are, at your job, or if you're outside, you know, you have kids. So I want you to go out into a field. Make sure there's no cars. I want you to tell your teenage child, I want you to tell them to stand about 400 yards away, all right? And I want you to still be able to see your child. And I want you to tell your child to begin speaking, not yelling, just start talking, just like we are right now, just like I am. Just start talking. And I want you to see if you can hear your child. Okay? And that tells you right there that God is speaking to you, but you can't hear because you're too far away. That's what God showed me. You're too far away. All right? So I want you tomorrow, you have to see this in order to understand. God sees you, okay? Oh, this is helping me. Thank you, Lord. God sees you. He hears what you're saying, but you're too far away. You're too far away to hear what he's saying to you. And the secret to this situation, because you grew up in the church, I know that, the secret to your situation, Chicago, is you're going to have to come closer to God because you're too far away and you can't hear what God is saying. God hears everything you're saying. When you was writing this letter, God saw it. God knew what you was going to write. And so that's how I was able to respond, because God said, first of all, you're too far away from him. You're out of the ark.
You can't hear anything God is saying because you are walking in your own will instead of God's. That's why. So tomorrow, with your teenage son, I want you to go on the track. Go on the track. Even go, be on one side of the track and allow your son to be on the other side, on a windy day. And I want your son to just begin speaking in the atmosphere. And you tell me, I want you to write me back and tell me if you can hear him. And then in that situation, pretend like at the moment, and we know that you're not, pretend like you're God. I mean, pretend like you're yourself, yeah. You can see your son, but you have no idea what he's saying because you're too far away. And that's what God is saying. That's why you're experiencing this brokenheartedness, no answer from God. That's why. God hears you. He loves you. I want you to know that. God wants you to know he loves you. But you have decided for some reason, because of one closed door, to step away from God. Come back. Come closer to God. Begin to trust in God and open up your heart. And that's how you begin to be back into relationship with the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the next step. Isn't God good? Because I wasn't able to explain that without God giving me that revelation and vision. Okay. And I want to tell the listeners right now, if you feel like God is not listening, if you prayed about something and there's no answer, if you're waiting and you're quiet and you still can't hear, you are out of the ark of safety. You need to draw closer unto God. That means that anything of this world that is preventing you from listening to the voice of God needs to be removed. Anything that is a hindrance, okay? God sees, he knows, and he hears every concern, every prayer, everything that we need, God knows about it. God is consistently giving us direction. Many people are anointed with prophecies. Many people are anointed with visions, revelations, the word of God. But God speaks to all of his children. And the only way that you will be able to hear God is if you get a little closer to him. You're too far away. There is nothing that God would not do for his children that's in his will. Some of you, there are barriers, there are hurdles in the way. You're going to have to move those so you can get closer to God. Those hurdles could be people. Those hurdles could be you're just in the wrong situation. Those hurdles could be your mindset. Those hurdles could be lying. Those hurdles could be cheating. You're going to have to move them. Move the hurdles. The whole point, and I'm glad that Chicago wrote this letter, the whole point is we all need to get closer to God. We can never be too close to God. We need to get close to God. We need to get in relationship with God. We need to begin to listen to God. We know that God is in heaven. We know that. But we need to get close to God so that we can hear what he's trying or what he is telling us. Okay? So I want to bless you, Chicago. I want to bless your family. I want to bless everything that you do, everything that you touch. I want to bless your career, ministry, singing career. That needs to be opened back up. That's closed. There are a lot of things that need to be open, and it needs to start tonight. It needs to start this morning. this is a good time, a good hour to start or to begin opening up things. I am going to open up everything I have, and I'm going to allow the Lord to come in and rearrange and use everything that needs to be used, you know. So thank you so much for that letter, and I appreciate it. And now we're on to announcements. Please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. That's what artists, promoters, authors, and community leaders. Please, 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 if you would like to be on the ministry, Facebook, @FreeToLove, or that's ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. And I am taking individuals for this month and next month as well. So please be sure to contact me. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. The Reaping What You Sow event. The Reaping What You Sow event is in flight. Please join the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church on Saturday, April 5th at 6 o'clock p.m. where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. We will have many special guests. If you look on my Facebook page, you will see all of those special guests. Be sure to pray for each one of those and their pastors and their members as they travel to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. If you have individuals who are performing or who are ministering, excuse me, at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, please be sure to come. We have plenty of room for you, and we would like for you to feel at home because family is more than a word at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. So we want you to be sure to come and join this momentous occasion. If you do not know any individuals on that list, please be sure to still attend because you never know who you're able to connect with. I want to thank those individuals who have donated thus far. We appreciate it. We appreciate the gifts that God has given you to share with us. And we look forward to each and every one of you seeing your smiling faces and your happiness and eagerness to be at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church Reaping What You Sow event and being in the house of the Lord to serve God in spirit and in truth. Thank you so much. Continue to pray for your family and friends. If you have to add all your family members on a sheet of paper, be sure to put them all on one line and pray for them one by one and pray for yourself. We are praying for 66 individuals. Make sure that you are praying for them and make sure that you are specific. And I just call them there by name and saying, Lord Jesus, there's still a prayer, but we want to be specific so that we can get a prayer through. If somebody's in the hospital, pray that they are healed. If someone has backaches, leg aches, pain aches, pray for that. Be specific. The Lord wants us to be specific. Thank you so much. In addition to that, I would like to say once again that I appreciate God, my family, and friends for logging on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. I would like to thank some of the radio hosts who have connected with Little Alfreda Imani Love from Big Rico, Texas. Thank you so much for connecting with me. I appreciate it. I'm learning from the best. In addition to that, I would like to thank all the new individuals who have joined and all of the I Have Been With You Since the First Day individuals who are still with me. I would like to thank the 20 people who are online listening right now to the ministry. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, you know, if you know, you want to as well, I want you to join me at 6 o'clock p.m. as we have another ministry, but we're going to be looking into health. I'm bringing the Fit to Win back because that is something that we do need, and I'm getting back on schedule gradually. We have a lot of things going on with the ministry. I'm being obedient unto God, but the ministry is still going to go forth. We're a little bit off schedule, amen, but God is still good because we can prepare these ministries any time of day or night, so therefore we're going to get back on schedule. Remember that all of the ministries are archived. Be sure to go and look at the Love Lift Jesus Up, What Are We About ministry, which was probably sometime in June. Every ministry is archived, as I said before, so be sure to look at that. Continue to write letters. If you would like to write letters, spiritually fit, spiritually sound letters, you know, seeking the Word of God, seeking whatever you're seeking, please do so. I will give you what the Lord has given unto me. In addition to that, I want to continue to thank God for the Word of God because it's so encouraging unto me as well. As I minister to you, I'm also ministering unto myself. I continue to pray for not only my family, but my church family and my community family, those individuals I work with, those students that I work with, parents, just everyone. I'm just praying for everyone. I want you to be sure to know that at the Reaping What You Sow event, for those of you who select to come to the book signing event at the Fellowship Hall, some of those proceeds will go to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. So keep that in mind. And in addition to that, as far as the guide is concerned, you can donate whatever you would like to donate, because this is all for the kingdom of God. And this perfecting your guide will go online the week after. So it will be all over the world. Praise God. I'm going to also have it in various languages as well. The Lord is good. And so I just want you to continue to pray for yourselves and each other. Continue to stay in the Word of God. Continue to draw closer unto God so that you can hear the revelation and the ministry of God that He has for your life. Just as He speaks unto me and He speaks unto the bishops, the missionaries, the elders, the prophets, He is able to speak unto you as well. But you have to draw closer unto God and study the Word of God and be sincere when you are speaking to God and be specific as well. In addition to that, I just want to leave you with this. As I said before, each and every day I will be promoting the Reaping What You Sow event. If you're not able to attend, we still will take donations. And if you're able to attend, praise God, because you're in for a treat. As I want to reiterate, it is Saturday, April 5th at 6 o'clock p.m., and we will have many special guests. Some of those guests are recording artists. Some of them are dynamic choirs and quartets. I would like to thank all of those ministers who allow their individuals to come. And as I said before, if you have someone on program, be sure to come. If you don't know anyone on program, be sure to come because, you know, as I said, family is more than a word. The Great Ebenezer Baptist Church is more than a word. So when you step into the door, you become family. All right? You're no longer a visitor. So I just thank God for what He's doing in the ministry, what He's going to do, and what He has done. And if I was to leave you with some things to think about as you go to bed, remember that you must be open for business, okay? God is preparing a place. He's preparing this mansion for you. And within this mansion, you have to be sure that you asked to enter each door, because the things behind those doors that the Lord is preparing you for is for the edification and the glorification of God. And so we want to be very careful that we do not break anything, that we stay in the will of God. In addition to that, I want you to know that the Lord gives us more things if we're faithful over the small things that we do have. As far as God answering prayers, remember, as I said before, and I continue to say, that you need to get closer unto God. You know, attend church, study the Word of God, know the Word of God, not just hear it from me or other ministers or other individuals, but you must know the Word of God for yourself so that you can have a relationship. And the reason why you may face some situations or you may not hear from God is because you're too far away. So let's get a little closer unto God. As a matter of fact, that's going to be my next topic on Sunday, drawing closer unto God. I'm going to give you a revelation. Once again, I just want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all of the individuals who are connecting with me on Facebook, Twitter, the individuals who are connecting with me on Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, the individuals who are connecting with me on Instagram. I am now on Instagram. All those individuals, I'm on a couple of gospel artist networks. I thank you so much for connecting with me. As we go higher in the ministry, I pray for you, you pray for me, I pray for your family, you pray for mine, and we all just pray. So therefore, without further ado, I would like to also, before I get off air, pray for all the students who will be taking the STAR test. I pray for each and every one of those students. Pray that God will give them the knowledge and wisdom that they need in order to be successful on the test, because every day is a test, amen, and we need to pass it. Okay, so without further ado, I would like to say, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is today, take care of yourselves and each other. And once again, I thank each and every one of you who stayed up, remained up with me for the ministry. I thank you so much. And, you know, if you're not a night owl, don't blame me on tomorrow if you're sleepy. If you are a night owl, bless you. Thank you so much. I love to have company as I'm on the air. And any time that you feel like you want to chime in, please do so. Until next time, again, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.